Robin Raskin is the founder of a company called Solving for Tech, and she is one of these people who always knows what's going on with technology. In fact, I've known Robin for 15 years and really have always been amazed by her breadth of knowledge when it comes to technology. Robin, I'm so excited that you turned out to be today's guest about technology. Welcome to Chicago.
This was so serendipitous. It is great to hear your voice, and thank you for having me.
Ah, it's delightful. So this all came about. Yesterday I was filling in for Anna, and we get a lot of texts on the show, and somebody said, hey, how about talking about that Wall Street Journal story about technology for 2020 that'll change your life? And I thought, yes, we all need to change our life this year. So what are you seeing out there that is absolutely mind-blowing?
Well, you know, it's been an amazing year for technology, as you know. People who didn't know a Venmo from a Zoom from Mesh Router are now experts because they were forced into it. And as we say in the technology industry, you know, life accelerated for the industry about 5 years in a single year just because the need was there, and it was people's lifeline was through their screens. And so that, what you'll see at CES 2021, is kind of a summary of all of those efforts, but also where we're going in the future.
Hmm.
One good example, I call it contactless everything. Even after the vaccine, we are going to be reluctant to touch things. So you have seen new payment systems, whether it's tap-and-go credit cards or paying through your watch or paying through voice-enabled things. You will see a lot of payment systems that require no touch at all. Believe it or not, vending machines are doing really well, and they're dispensing everything. So this whole idea of even trying on clothing, trying on makeup with augmented reality is going to be really a big concept at the show.
Jump in and say, it's so interesting because I see people wearing these huge goggles. I've actually tried this out. I was at the Consumer Electronics Show, I want to say about 7 or 8 years ago, and it was just starting, right? I put it on and literally I got so dizzy. I fell down. It's not for everybody, but it was amazing because you really felt like you were there. But my brain.
When we do a Zoom conference, we may do it in virtual reality, be able to shake hands and actually see each other in three-dimensional spaces. And with augmented reality, I mean, I'm seeing it even now. People are trying on makeup at home with augmented reality or hair coloring, and then trying it before they buy it without touching anything. And that's
right.
Going to be important.
Yeah.
Other big thing you're going to see a lot of, and this one cracks me up, I call it foldable everything. But it's really important because they've developed new technologies. So instead of having a computer screen or a laptop screen or a phone screen that are solid and stagnant, these things will fold and bend.
Oh,
so
this is like the new Apple phone that they're working on, the two versions. I heard they've got one with a hinge and one that literally just folds over, which is kind of amazing to think about.
You will see Lenovo at the show with its new foldable laptop that kind of, you know, folds up like a pocket-sized thing and then unfolds.
Wow.
You'll see LG with a rollable. It's even better than a foldable phone. I'm not sure who wants it yet, but it's there. You'll see Samsung's foldable phone, and you'll see LG with a foldable monitor. Like, so imagine taking your TV and folding it up and bringing it somewhere else. So foldable is going to be very new, very expensive, but ultimately everything's going to fold.
You know what's so funny, Robin, is how quickly the price on all this stuff is coming down. So I went to Costco. Everybody who listens to the show knows I'm like a Costco junkie. But anyway, I was at Costco on Christmas Eve, and I was just amazed at you could buy a 4K 82-inch television for about $700, 82 inches.
It's incredible. And it's not just the TV. So we upgraded our system this year. So now everything is, I can't say her name. Well, I will. Alexa enabled. So I can say, turn on the TV, lower the light, turn on the heat. So this integration, whether you use Google or Alexa or Siri, to manage all this, this integration of your products and entertainment products in particular, is these TVs are so smart now because they're not just playing your television, they're playing your cord cutting stations and your YouTube and your Zoom and your conferences. So they've gotten super smart.
Yeah. No, they really are smart TVs now, and it's interesting. So the reason we went to Costco is my mom, who's 83, she had a 4-year-old, I want to say like 48-inch TV, and it had gotten to a place in only 4 years, maybe it was 5 years old, not more than that, where it was so cumbersome to use. The handheld was difficult for her to use, and she couldn't remember where things were. And Sam figured that if we got her a version of the, an upgraded, newer version of the TV that we had, a Samsung TV, that at least he'd be able to talk her through how to do it. Well, it turns out this TV is so smart that he was able to literally get her set up, and that's it. She's only had one tech call to, son-in-law number one, to help her with it, because it's so much easier to navigate. The software in these TVs has just gotten much easier.
It's really timely, and it's helped so many people. But on a more, I think, important note, and to me, the most important that you'll see at CES are the developments in healthcare. And what we saw this year, for better or worse, was that people needed to take control of their health. And they have, from wearing their wearables that track their steps, to their exercise, to their oxygen and breathing, to their temperature. So I think there's a couple of areas. One is, I call it DIY healthcare. Do it yourself.
Sure.
And it's not that you're diagnosing your own care, but you notice when something's wrong, if there's a fluctuation in your sleeping or if your calories burned or your blood pressure. And so people are mindful, and eventually, in starting this year, you'll see people like Garmin and Samsung and Apple allowing you to share that information with your doctor, as these systems mature. And your doctor doesn't want to know every time you have a heartbeat, but they want to know if there's an incident. So you'll see this idea of do-it-yourself. You're going to see do-it-yourself kits for things, allergy tests, immune system tests, irritable bowel tests. So it used to be like you could just get a take-home test for pregnancy, but now you're going to get all of these consumer take-home tests. And the other thing that's happening with all of this is that instead of just being intermittent, like you go to the doctor once a year, you get a checkup, the idea with wearables is it's continuous. You are continuously aware of your body symptoms. As a matter of fact, I saw a great one the other day called Medio, M-E-D-I-O. You just look in your webcam through our computer imaging. It looks at the cells in your cheeks and the blood running through it. It can see if you have an oxygenation problem or not.
Wow. This kind of stuff is so interesting. We have to take a short break, but Robin, can you stick around? I've got a few other questions, and I want to dive a little bit deeper into this and share what I am absolutely addicted to on my wearable as well.
I can't wait to hear.
All right. Stick around. I'm Elise Glink. This is Robin Raskin. We're talking technology, and we'll be back in a moment with more on 720 WGN. We're talking with Robin Raskin. She's the founder of an organization called Solving for Tech, been a top technology writer and thinker for a really long time. We were talking about healthcare technology and some big advances this year, the things that are going to change your 2021. Robin, we were talking about health tech, and I think we have to talk about this because I talked about it yesterday on the show, but the technology that went into literally coming up with not one, not two, but like 6 vaccines for COVID all in the span of 9 months. I know that technology has been sort of in the works for a long time, but I mean, wow, what a year for all of that to come together.
Yeah, and the rate is staggering, and the distribution, you know, so many parts of it, the delivery, the distribution, the supply chain of getting, you know, all of this, the retooling of factories that has gone on. We've just learned to, I think, iterate, move so much more quickly. And tech has played a big part in that. And I think the other thing you saw, and I don't know if you made any telehealth calls during the last year, but telemedicine skyrocketed. And it wasn't just the telemedicine companies like Teladoc or Amwell or Livongo, but it was like everybody. It was your doctor was a telehealth doctor, your hospital was a telehealth hospital. So we had to get really smart and compliant, you know, to all the medical regulations about how doctors can conduct business in an online world, which brings you to my next point, because at CES 2021, you're going to see the next gen, because really all we did this year was kind of have phone calls with our doctors, but imagine next year when the doctor says, well, let me hear your heart, you can plug a little thing into your computer and relay your heartbeat or relay your breathing or relay your temperature. So you're seeing things, one company called TytoCare and one called MedWand. They have these things that are like, they're like tricorders out of Star Trek. You know,
so
they
cool.
are gadgets that can look in your ears, they can look down your throat and relay that information to your doctor. So I think the traditional doctor's office visit is going to really change to doing something more tele-related until you have to see somebody, you know, and there's things that you're never going to replace. And then in the doctor's office, hopefully the doctor is going to have more time to work with you as a patient, because they're going to have things like robot physician's assistants taking notes on everything that you say, so they're not spending half their day entering data, which is what they do now.
No, it's so interesting. We've been watching, you know, Epic, which has produced, I think, probably the most popular software for doctor's offices that is now linking things together. You're starting to see so much more get automatically plugged into it. And even if you're in different hospital systems, once those hospitals come online with Epic, they talk to each other. And so we're getting very close now, and I think this year might be the year, where you're able to get all of that data onto your phone. And so I'm going to just talk about this for a moment. So I run, which I'm not even sure you know this, but I've been running a Best Money Moves, which is a financial wellness technology platform. And what we're seeing in the industry is in HR tech that's coming to your phones. And I think this is the big year for it. So you're starting to see technology that takes all of this health data and it brings it together. And if you need to get like an MRI and you want to know the cheapest place to go, a lot of these technologies are building in the ability to sort of search your local area and the price that people are actually paying for MRIs on a net basis, because they upload it to their and then the technology scans that, so that you actually know when you call what it is you're going to pay. With high deductible healthcare plans, you know, all the stuff coming out of pocket, really important to have that. So I definitely see more of this integration between work benefits and lifestyle benefits coming to you right in your phone this year.
Yep. And personalization, you know,
absolutely.
So if I know you and I know what drugs you're taking and I know how much you exercise, you know, if I know a lot about you, I can make the best decision. I mean, I hate to say it, but I had to just go on do my Medicare thing, and they made it so easy. You type in what drugs you're taking and they'll tell you what supplemental plan to buy, because they have all, you know, they have it all there, and they did. So this personalization of health, along with the consumerization and the do-it-yourself, are huge. But you know what the downside is, right? That we have to have some serious discussions about privacy.
Right.
And people are scared to give up. Even during the pandemic with contact tracing, people didn't want to be traced. And they have to be reassured and educated that their data won't be used against them and stop them from getting jobs, and also that their data will be protected and not fall into the wrong hands, as we've seen it do way too many times this year.
Right.
So we've got some, like, big philosophical issues. You know, all the big players, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, they all have ethicists on their group teams now, figuring out their artificial intelligence algorithms, eliminating bias, trying to make sure that data stays in the right hands. It's a huge issue going forward.
And it's a lot of money. And whenever you have money, that's where the focus is going to be. Hey, Robin, where do we find you? Where does everybody else find you? I know where I'm going to find you.
Well, let's see. You can find me right now. You can write to me, robin@robinraskin.com. I just started a new company devoted to virtual events as opposed to physical events. So you can find that at solvingfortech.com.
Wow. Robin Raskin, it is so wonderful to be back in touch with you. Thank you so much for the time today and, of course, your tremendous insights. We appreciate it.
We'll catch up. Happy New Year to you and everybody.
Absolutely. Happy.